This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge today announced former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy as the candidate for the vice presidential election from the India bloc. Announcing the decision at a press conference in New Delhi this afternoon, Mr. Kharge said all opposition parties agreed that it is an ideological battle, that is why they are contesting. Congress President also informed that Mr. Reddy will file his nomination on the 21st of this month.
Sudarshan Reddy Garu is one of the India's most distinguished and progressive jurists. He has had a long and eminent legal career, including as judge of the Andhra Pradesh High Court, Chief Justice of Guwahati High Court, and judge of the Supreme Court. He has been a consistent and courageous champion of social, economic, and political justice.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today appealed to all political parties, including the opposition parties, for unanimous election of NDA's vice presidential candidate, C.P. Radhakrishnan. During the NDA parliamentary party meeting in New Delhi this morning, Mr. Modi introduced Mr. Radhakrishnan to the NDA MPs, citing his long public life in which he served ably in different capacities as Member of Parliament and Governor. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 4 p.m. following opposition parties' ruckus over various issues. When the House assembled after the second adjournment at 2 p.m, the House resumed special discussion on India's first astronaut aboard the International Space Station, Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, focusing on the critical role of the space program for Vikasit Bharat by 2047. Participating in the discussion, BJP MP Nishikant Dubey accused the opposition of disrupting proceedings and not allowing the House to discuss such an important issue. He said Shubhanshu Shukla represents India's population of 140 crore as India's first astronaut on the International Space Station. Mr. Dubey alleged that the Congress government neglected the Indian space mission and did nothing to strengthen ISRO. He also quoted the Nambi Narayan case, saying how a scientist of national repute was subjected to immense physical humiliation. However, he could not complete his speech as the House was adjourned till 4 p.m. amid noisy scenes by the opposition members. The Rajya Sabha has taken up the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. The bill will further amend the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Act 1957. Moving the bill, Coal and Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy said significant reforms have been made continuously in the MMDR Act to eliminate the corruption that existed in the mining sector before 2014. The discussion is underway. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi held the 24th round of Special Representatives' Dialogue on the boundary question between India and China in New Delhi today. In his opening remarks, Mr. Doval said the situation along the border has improved over the past 9 months and has remained peaceful and quiet. He added that bilateral engagements between the two nations have been substantive. He also mentioned that both countries are grateful to their leaders who met in Kazan last October and set a new direction for the relationship. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will be on a 3-day visit to Russia starting today. The Ministry of External Affairs in a statement said Dr. Jayashankar will co-chair the 26th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation in Moscow tomorrow. Mumbai and its suburbs reeled under heavy rainfall, leading to severe waterlogging, suspension of local train services and flight delays. Authorities appealed to citizens to avoid unnecessary travel and asked all private offices and establishments in the Mumbai metropolitan region to direct employees to work from home wherever possible. India's Asia Cup squad has been announced by BCCI Chief Selector Ajit Agarkar and T20I Captain Suryakumar Yadav. Shubman Gill has been named as the vice-captain of the side, while Jasprit Bumrah is also part of the squad. After BCCI Secretary Devajit Saikia's meeting with the BCCI selectors, the squad was announced. And with that, we end this news bulletin.